Kitchen Rudimental, a series here on Blueprint for Living, in which Annie Smithers will investigate the very basics of kitchen craft.
Get out in that kitchen and rattle those pots and pans. Well, roll my breakfast, cause I'm a hungry man. I said, shake, rattle.
Kitchen Rudimental with Annie Smithers. Hello, Annie.
Hi, John.
We're going to do something.
We are going to do something.
You've been sharpening knives.
Yeah.
Tell us what we've got here.
What I have here is, you know, two basic knives. One's a cook's knife and one is a little paring knife.
So how many knives would you have in your kitchen?
In my kitchen, I tend to have these two and a bread knife at home.
Okay, so your basic kitchen, a paring knife and a cook's knife, you pretty much see it.
I believe that you can do most things with a paring knife and a cook's knife. You know, you can use, and the thing about knives is that it's that understanding of how the blade works. And in a cook's knife, you've got a thicker end at the base of the knife, and you've got a point at the top, and you've got a gentle curve to the blade that doesn't meet the board on it all the time. So you can use different parts of that knife for different things. And I think one of the best ways to show how adaptable it is to go through the process of slicing and then chopping an onion.
This is such a wonderful thing because, I mean, all of us who cook anything do it.
Yes.
But are we getting it right?
Well, not always. Onions are that wonderful thing where they go into so many things.
Yep.
So I had a job once. I spent many years cooking out on a lavender farm, and after I'd made my scones every morning, I would either have to make a Napoli or a risotto base, and I would judge the day based on how I chopped that onion that morning. If I chopped it badly, I sort of had this sense it was going to be a bad day. And if I chopped it beautifully, everything would be smooth sailing.
The onion has a built-in template in its structure, doesn't it?
Well, it does with all its layers, doesn't it? So it sort of, it guides you through, but could make it even harder,
well,
I think.
Let's hope this is a good day.
All right, let's hope this is a good day. So, yeah, we'll start with slicing an onion. Now, I like to lie it on its side and grasp it on either side and just put my cook's knife straight through with the root part at about sort of 1 o'clock on the clock face sitting up. And then I've got my onion in half and it makes it a little bit easier to deal with.
And it's in half with the root and the top as the ends of that half.
So not,
cut down that axis.
Yeah. So cut through the axis across to sort of the equatorial cut.
Yep.
And for a sliced onion, I'm just going to trim the little base of the roots, and then I'm just going to cut that core out in a little triangle. And there's a reason for this.
So there's a little V here at the south pole of the onion, which
yep.
is taking out the...
Just taking out that root, so there's nothing holding it together.
Okay.
Now, if I was to chop straight down on the onion, I would have a large piece from that edge of the circle, and then I'd go into slices as I moved up.
Mm-hmm.
So you start on a little angle and work your way up so that as you get to the very top of the onion, your knife and blade is straight. When you get to, you know, about 3/4 of the way through, you can roll it over and then start on that angle again and then see that you've got nice even slices of onion.
I think that would be a very common home cook thing, is when you're slicing your onion, you are, as you say, left with that bit at each
yep.
edge.
That is big.
Which is bigger
and
than
lumpy,
those other slices.
It looks like it should be on a chaslet rather than in a risotto base. So then as you get more proficient at it.
What would be your professional speed? Oh, there it is.
And it's a funny thing because it's actually, as a child, I learnt the piano, and my piano teacher was a soft wrist teacher. And when you actually use knives, there's jobs that you do with a hard wrist where you actually flex the wrist to hold the knife, and jobs that you do with a really soft wrist so that you've got some movement and flexibility. So then the other part of the onion scenario is chopping it rather than slicing it. So It's much the same, except you leave as much of the root on as possible because you don't want this one to separate at this stage. So what we do with this one is we do cut down, but we use that shape of the knife that I was talking about, and we just sort of guide it through so it doesn't ever cut all the way to the end.
So you're keeping the point of the knife up and letting the knife rest on its belly, and that leaves that edge of the onion intact.
That's right.
North pole of the
onion. The north pole of the onion. Oh, no, it's still the south pole.
Oh, the south pole.
It was the south pole that we...
Yes, you're right.
Yeah. So then you turn the onion around and you make two or three cuts towards the pole again, and then in a rocking type motion with your middle knuckle,
it's a guide,
sticks out
it's
the furthest,
not being chopped off with
as opposed to your fingernails being chopped off, and then you just sort of rock through the onion.
The fineness of this
to
cut
make
is beautiful. They would be little squares of onion which are coming up now, maybe a millimetre and a bit, little cubes, given the nature of the innards of the onion, and they are utterly regular, exquisite.
Oh, it's a lot of practice.
You can see there
where I haven't quite. Yeah, when we get to the very end, you see that I haven't quite got all the way, and they're not all as regular. And then you have this little bit. Now, this little bit at the end, in the domestic world, I would just roll it over and give it a little chop. So, and there you have a little sliced onion.
I mean, the reason this is such an important and foundation technique is because of what onions do in our food, which I've never quite got. I know that you need them. I know they have a taste and a sweetness and a fragrance, but I sometimes struggle to work out how, sort of in the chemistry of that food, how is that working?
Onions bring sweetness. So they bring a flavour profile and a depth to your cooking that is... basically based on the sugars that they have, inherently within them. They have that beautiful ability to either soften down completely into absolute translucency so that you don't see them and you don't feel them, but you know that their depth is there. Or because of their sugar content, you can cook an onion down and then you can start caramelising those sugars. So for things like onion tarts and pistolettiere and things where you've got beautiful caramelised onions, that's an onion that's softened so that all of that sort of fibrous cellular texture has been cooked out of it, and then those sugars have been caramelised. And it's those sort of capacities that the capacity that it has it with those flavours is helps build the dishes.
It's in the building blocks of sugar, of salt, of fat.
Yeah. Acid, you know that if you leave onions on
critical things.
Yeah, if you leave onions on an aluminium tray, you'll see them eating away at it. So
good to know.
Yeah, yeah.
Annie, thank you.
It's a pleasure.
That's Kitchen Rudimental for this week. Annie Smithers, you'll find her recipes in the Saturday paper. You'll find her cooking at Trenton's Du Fumier. And you will find her recipe for pissaladière. Sounds good. That's on the Blueprint page of the RN website. And check out our various social media feeds. You'll find a little video all about how to chop onions. And we'll be back with more Rudimentals in 2 weeks.